No.
Actually, start right now.
Start at the beginning. All right, we can start right now. What's we good?
You
we
sure?
Good?
Yeah, you all good.
We good? All right, man.
I don't know if I want to start.
You don't know? Yeah, you talking too much.
Can I take it back? Can I take it back?
No.
Can we go back home?
Can we go back and start outside? Right over. What's going on, everybody, man? Jeremiah here with Timbo, man. Mansplaining. I don't know what episode this is, but we
19.
Yes.
19.
Yep. Yep,
that's it's the first time I got it right.
Yes, it is.
I'll never know, bro.
You never know. It's okay.
I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be here. With his Hawaiian shirt on, he's going to Hawaii.
Bro.
He's going to Hawaii this month. How you feel about that, bro?
I just want to get out. Sometimes you got to get. I mean, it's like you're in California. It's like the beach. It's like no, but this is grind time.
Yeah, bro. But like, it's also like I think a lot of people like misconcept like. Yeah, it's a beach, but like you're not at the beach every day.
No, it's not a vacation.
Yeah, it's not a vacation, bro. We live here. We actually live
here. Just because other people come to vacation here, don't mean.
I haven't even been to the beach in probably like months. I've been down there, but I've not been.
Like Main Street
and shit? Yeah, I've been to Main Street and stuff, but like I have not actually been on the beach. Like, no. Yeah. Ever since, probably like since last year. So
when was the last time you ever got into the ocean water, bro? Into an ocean of.
A body of water.
Yeah, just a big body of water.
Since like the cruise, me and something? EJ too. Oh, I went like out there, and my dumb ass should not have done that. Like, so we went to the Bahamas, and so, so y'all know I can't swim. So, my big ass can't swim. My big ass can't swim, and so I went out trying to get on, it's like a little float. I'm gonna see if I can find a picture, but like it's like a little float that floats on the water, and like people get on it and they're just like waving in the water type thing.
Yeah.
And when people see an image of it, they'll know what I'm talking about. So I tried to get out there to get on that bitch, and the water just kept going higher and higher, and then I was on my tippy toes at one point.
Ooh-wee.
And you know what I mean, nigga, I ain't never like 5'9" and 3/4". Nigga. So they're like, oh, I think I fucked up. Yes,
sipping for air, boy.
Big dog, I was like, I fucked up. I was like, if I die on vacation, that's just crazy. But so I just went backwards. I just went back. The water wasn't that bad to where it was like pushing me towards them. Otherwise, I would have probably like
drowned. Can you float?
No.
Really? Hey, just get on your back and float, big dog.
Big dog.
Blue the bear.
I'm a panic like a motherfucker, dog. I know I am, bro. I know I am. I can't swim. And so that was really dumb of me. Y'all got a little dumb moment for me. That was a dumb moment. That was a dumb moment. Yeah. Yeah, man. So let's make sure we like, subscribe, comment. Man, all the notifications and
all
the bells and whistles. We have our socials all in the description as well. So, do you want to start with the queen or you want to start with the bullshit?
Let's start with the queen, man.
Well, let's start with the queen. The queen has died.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to the queen, I guess. I don't know. Everybody wants to. A lot of people. I just think it. I love these, like, these types of deaths. Not because of what y'all think. It's because like when Twitter has like controversial deaths, they tend to like blow it up to a joke. And I love morbid jokes. So like I just been on Twitter all day like reading all the little all the little Queen's death jokes and stuff. Talk about like a Princess Diana. I got one. It was like it's one where she's like she's like they were like, oh, she's on her deathbed, and she was like it's this video from The Breakfast Club where I forgot the he's a comedian and he was like, who is these niggas? Because she's on her deathbed, you know, like old people go like senile and stuff.
Yeah.
So she's like on her deathbed and like Harry and Meghan Markle comes in and she's like, who is these niggas? So that's my favorite one. Yeah, that's my favorite one.
That's
so
funny, bro.
Yeah, man, y'all been blowing me. I just think that's funny. I just think that's funny. It's not the death that's funny. I do hope that, like, you know what I mean? Because there's people still involved that, like, are close to her and all that stuff. The country, I don't know how the country feels. Yeah. But that part is funny. That is hilarious.
Bro, honestly, I'm surprised she made it this long, bro. 96 years?
She was on the throne for 70 fucking years.
That's insane. She like LeBron of like of Queens, bro. She trying to play with her son.
She trying to play with her son,
bro.
Oh no,
she gonna stick around that long? She stuck around 70 years.
70 years on the throne. 96 years old, from what I gathered.
All them children gone.
That's crazy.
Under her reign.
Under her reign. All them children gone. Children. Exactly.
Unaccounted for
under her reign. That's 70 years. And then they were talking about Princess Diana, all that. So it was funny.
The Princess Diana thing was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. She died. Yeah.
Because, like, hey, man, if you want to get into the conspiracies.
Yeah, that you're the conspiracy guy. So,
bruh, to die in your own city, kind of like a rapper. She like a rapper. She died in her own city under a bridge where no one could see. Came out and like, oh, there was a car wreck. Wait, what? Under the bridge?
Yeah, why is Princess Diana under a bridge in the middle of nowhere? Can't make this up.
Can't make it up, dog.
Hey, man. Must be like Romeo and Juliet or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. So if we making anybody in Europe mad, I apologize.
It's all right.
Hey, man. We just. I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I'm just saying rest in peace just out of respect. I hope that, you know, the family is trying to recover. That is their, you know, grandmother of Harry. I don't know what she is to Harry, but I don't know how that rank works, but hopefully, you know.
So who becomes like king or knight? Or
I think they said Charles, right? Was it Charles?
Charles, yeah.
Charles?
So Princess Charles, the one,
and he's old as shit, so he gonna die soon too.
He's a duke.
Oh, he's a duke.
Duke of Hazzard.
So what's the difference?
I don't know, bro. All I know is that
somebody put
North Carolina and Duke.
The...
I don't know none of the niggas, man. All I know is
Carolina and Duke. Shut up.
Is what you said, Charles?
Yeah. Charles.
Is Charles the one with like he's balding?
All of them
or
are balding.
Harry? No, because Harry's the youngest.
Oh, well, Harry's the youngest. Yes.
Yeah, he's with Meghan.
He's balding too, though. He's balding too.
Is it Charles though? Charles. He's the brother, right?
I don't know what he is.
Damn, we suck at history.
Yeah, we do.
Everyone in here.
But I honestly don't even know, like, I don't know any type of, I don't know who's who, dog. I don't know how they connect anything. None of that. I just know Harry was in Canada while this was happening.
Well, rest in peace to all the reptilians. And I appreciate the queen and her 70 years of service of fuckery. And let's see how Harry and Charles and Meghan and all them do. Next cast.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know either, man.
I don't know.
But on to the next fuckery that happened this weekend. Aries Spears. Did I say it right?
Yeah,
let's do it. Aries Spears and Tiffany Haddish. Damn. Big dog. Have you seen the skit, though?
Bro, I finally saw the skit
last
night.
Did you see
it?
Okay.
Not like...
Have you seen the whole skit, though? Have you seen, like, the entirety of it?
I think I did.
Okay.
It's just the little boy, right?
It's not just the little boy. But, like, that's all I think they cut out, like, a lot of people cut out the girl part.
Yeah. I saw the little boy part was rough.
No, the little boy, I couldn't make it. I could not make it. I couldn't make it past the bathtub, bro. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's insane.
At first I was telling you it was nuts, dog.
Bro, at first I was like, yo, like, okay, listen. Like, okay, he made a skit.
It's a human thing. Because you try, like, to go.
You try to reason with yourself,
you're
bro.
You're like, bro, there's no fucking way that a dude sat there and wrote this sketch out.
Bro, I seen him stick his tongue through the newspaper. I said, cut this bitch off, bro. Cut it off. And I'm watching it. I'm like, cut this off.
Yeah.
Like, shit, bro. That shit was nuts, bro.
I don't understand.
Rubbing baby oil on the little boy.
No, bro. When I said, oh, man, he rubbed baby oil on him. I just dropped the phone in the car. Like, I'm like, oh, nah, I can't. And I look back and I'm like, okay, that was a bad part. But let's say that stops right there.
Yeah, that should be it, right?
That should be it. Man, when we get to the bathtub, that's when I said, oh, this nigga has lost his fucking mind.
It's out of control.
Out of control.
He had, like, pouring him on his legs.
Yeah, just
sitting, water on his leg. I'm like, oh.
I'm like, this ain't cool, bro. This ain't cool.
There's nothing cool about it. Zero. It's not even that funny. It's not that funny. The only thing funny is how that nigga look.
Honestly,
Harry Spears, bro, he just looked like a wild nigga.
I couldn't even get to, like, anything else just because, like, the whole element.
Someone said he needs to take care of his diabetic eyes.
He has a video where he's like, oh, I got into an accident and I shattered, like, something. He hit the, like, something and it shattered his eyes. I'm like, no, brother. Like, that's no, you're
got dark, he said.
Yeah, that's how he got dark. That's how he explained it. And I'm like, no, that's you got big as fuck. You eat out of control. It's type two. Yeah, that's how it works, bro. It's okay. It's okay. You have diabetes. It's not that. It's not really like it's not even anything worth discussing.
But that's the thing, though, bro. Like, yeah. We weren't even talking. Isn't it funny though how he talked about Lizzo? And
yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that too. And I also want to like say this too. Like, with I am disappointed in Tiffany Haddish, and the reason why I'm disappointed is because there's no way. I was just about to like read her statement too real quick, but there's no way you didn't know. So like, even if you were talking about like a legal team or what we're trying to get behind this and see what's going on, fam, you seen that goddamn script. There's no way you didn't read through that and go, like, all right, like, Aries, like, this is a little much. This is a little much, brother. I can't do this script. You over here pouring baby oil on a nigga back. And then it comes to find out, like, you actually are friends with the actress.
Yeah, like, yeah.
She's friends with the actress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you took someone else's child.
Like her mom. She's friends with her mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
and, like, she basically let Tiffany Haddish babysit while Tiffany Haddish is babysitting. Pedophiles through the eyes of a pedophile was made.
Yeah, so I don't get, like, even I get like her part was so small, but it was so big because it was just like, damn, like, you kind of fed and, this.
But here's
shit.
The thing though, bro, if Tiffany wasn't Tiffany now, no one would give a fuck who no that one, bitch that, was yeah. in that skit, bro.
Nobody,
no one would care. No. But since because she and, had a small part,
and your boy said that too, buddy from TMZ, black guy who got fired from TMZ. I can't remember his name. There you go. I don't Van know why. Yeah, Van Lathan.
Shout out Van.
Shout out to Van Lathan as well. I'm sorry that I described you like that. I described you like that because I knew he would get it. And he said the same thing. He was just like, if no one knew who Tiffany Haddish was, we would have. I mean, she could have went to jail, but, like, we wouldn't care. We wouldn't give two fucks.
We wouldn't care.
You feel me?
And we also wouldn't care about Aries Spears. They wouldn't be able to tie anything to that nigga because no one gives a shit about him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we care about Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
A lot of people know Tiffany Haddish, bro. So as soon as in the headlines you see Aries Spears and Little, but you see and Tiffany Haddish, people are like, wait, Tiffany did what?
Yeah, and I think that's what, yeah, and exactly, like, that's what actually drew everyone in was it was just like, Aries Spears did this. He's already doing low tier shit compared to Dave Chappelle, the likes of bigger comics.
Exactly.
And so he's already doing what we perceive as like the audience as like low tier stuff. Yeah. He might be getting calls and all that, but like it's not like on the level of Dave Chappelle and all that stuff. No. So
he has been in the game for a minute though.
He has been in the game for a minute. And like I said, I love Aries Spears. Like I love him. I love his impressions, all that. So it's super disappointing to even see him in this light. Like, it's one thing to like comment on like someone being big, which whatever, but you to associate yourself with something like this, this type of skit, that's what puts you in a different realm.
Yeah.
Somebody
literally went back and dug that up, bro.
And
that's
true.
He said that about Lizzo. They're like, you know what? We're going to get this nigga.
Yeah, bro. And that's the thing, too. You know, Van Lathan said, he did say that it was kind of deleted off. The way he was talking about it was, he said comedians used to upload this type of content to
Funny or Die.
Yeah, Funny or Die. Yeah. And so, you know what I mean? They used to upload all type of weird content to see if like it's funny or if it's worth putting out there and stuff like that. He said that was one of the skits, too. So that was my part, too. People had seen the skit, so it's a whole bunch of heads had to have seen the skit, and still no one said nothing. No one said, this is 2014 when this is out. No one, not a single person, you know. So that's what got me, because it was like, yeah, Van Lathan's like, yeah, I've seen this skit before.
Yeah, they hadn't erased it until just now. Like, you could have found it anywhere until now, bro.
I'm like, what's going on here? But I'm going to read Tiffany's part. I know people have a bunch of questions. I get it. I'm right there with you. Okay. Unfortunately, because there's an ongoing legal case, there's very little that I can say right now. But clearly, while this sketch was intended to be comedic, it wasn't funny at all. And I deeply regret having agreed to act in it. I really look forward to being able to share a lot more about this situation as soon as I can. So that was Tiffany's. If you look on our page, I'll probably put it at the end. You can see Aries Spears one. His is super long. He talked about it being extortion.
Yeah. Which,
what I mean, that could be true.
Yeah. I mean, it is in a way, because like is. I said, bro, we wouldn't talk about it if he didn't say shit about Lizzo.
Yeah, he didn't say shit about Lizzo. You know what I mean? And so, again, I'm taking this from like a person that actually commented, because he was absolutely right. Like, two things can't exist at the same time, and so absolutely it could be extortion, but that person knew that this was enough to start something big.
Yeah,
and it's still something that needs to be. You can't even excuse it. It's like you can't look at it and go, but the timing of it, because then it makes you look a certain way. It's like, nigga, but that don't matter. He's still touching children. Mm. Like, you can't even fully defend it. Yeah. Because it's like, nigga, the fuck? And that person knew that. Whoever leaked this or put it back out there,
yeah,
they knew that. This could not be defended.
No, they can, bro.
You know, which we're not doing. We will not. You ain't going to have me defend this shit. This shit is creepy. That nigga.
That shit was weird, bro.
Yeah, bro. If he gets canceled, rightly so. But you know what I mean? His legal team is fighting it. Tiffany Haddish is fighting it. All I can say is the best of luck to y'all. I don't think Tiffany's going to get that much hate on it. She going to find a way out of this. I think she just got too many friends in high places that's going to help her navigate through this personally.
Bro. And, you know, the problem is, you know, she does the kids say the darnest things. She does that show. She's like the host.
What's the kids say the darnest things?
What's that, bro? It's a show where, like, kids say the darnest
things. okay.
Like, nah, but like literally, and so like she hosts that. So I feel like they probably gonna get that contract is done, bro.
They gotta remove her. They gotta remove her. Yeah,
that sucks because that's big for her, bro. That's like national television.
Mm. Mm. Well, I know she was like she stepped in for Ellen for a minute, didn't she?
Over the Ellen show?
Yeah, when Ellen probably, yeah, going through her shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So I don't know, Tiffany. I'm still disappointed in you two.
That shit's deep.
That's just crazy. And that's the thing too. Like, I know a lot of these actors have done something that they probably regret doing. Like, they're like, I didn't want to do that role, but I did it because I knew it would further my career or would add something to, you know, my our reach or something like that. But I think that like now we're looking at it and we're like, okay, so we need to start. Because now they're going to start digging for everybody. At some point, it's not just going to be Aries. Yeah, and it's not even going to be I'm talking about Lizzo being fat. It's just going to be, all right, let's see if we can find some shit on Kevin Hart. Let's see if we can find some shit on Will Smith. Let's see if we can find some, you know, it's going to go down the line.
That's why everybody who's planning on becoming celebrity or some sort of entertainer, make sure you guys are not fucking around early in the game, bruh, because they'll come back and they'll get your shit. Like, they'll come back and take everything, bruh. So make sure you're doing it right.
Yeah, maybe, or trying. Like, you know, trying to stay clean.
What I think is probably like Tiffany at that time was like, no one knew who she was, and like at that time, well, I'm gonna be on a skit with the Mad TV nigga, Aries Spears.
Yeah, the nigga. Yeah,
fuck it, I'm not doing shit. And then like she saw the skit and she was like, fuck it, I got kids that can act in this, so we ain't even gotta pay nobody. And then she's like, all right. Brought the kids in, and then it just got weird from there, bro. So it's
it got super weird. So
that's like, on damn. Aries, bro. It's on Aries for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I'll never take it off of him at this point, because it's like you've been in the game longer than Tiffany. So there's no way, you know what I mean. And even during like I think 2014, you had all this different stuff going through with comics. Why would you add fuel to the fire and stuff?
Crazy.
So, okay, so going off of that, and I'm trying to make sure I'm asking this correctly, because, like, I know me and you, we talked on the phone about, like, okay, all the stuff back then, now, because, like, we're going back to 2014. We know on television during that time and before that, there was a lot of crazy shit that was going on television. I mean, we can just point out Family Guy. Like, you can go through all that. Do you start punishing those celebrities for that type of content too, though? Like,
good fucking question.
Let's be real.
That's
like,
what
we're headed. Let's have that conversation, because now
only if Seth MacFarlane fucks up will they do that. Right now, But if Seth MacFarlane touching kids, they'd be like,
because, you know, like, we done seen Stewie do, and I love Seth, and I love Seth too. I think that family got the funniest shit
ever, bro.
And he's a great, you know, but like, you gotta start asking these questions as like figureheads too, because you're like, okay, we got Ari Spears for that. Well, someone's gonna, even Ari Spears can ask this. He's like, well, if y'all are gonna hit me for this, are y'all gonna start hitting all these other writers for some questionable, even if it is funny, like even if it is funny, it's still questionable.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? So you gotta, I mean, as much as I feel for, you know, are the kids involved in stuff, I'm also thinking like, all right, bro, like how far this is gonna go back?
Yeah.
Because it's gonna start being more stories. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where does it end?
Where does it end? Where does the tape end?
Like I said,
when does Hollywood also become like liable for this? Something like this.
It's only if you fuck up,
bro. It's only if you fuck up.
Get out of line. Don't get out of line.
Don't get up.
Don't get out of line. That's crazy. They will not touch you, bro.
That's crazy, man. But I love Lizzo, though. I love Lizzo. I love Lizzo's music. I did feel like that comment was kind of weird. Did you see the interview?
I saw the clip.
You saw the clip of him going off on her.
He's like, you know what's music good is nowadays a Lizzo. And he's like, oh, I can't get past the fact that she looked like the shit emoji. I'm like, oh, man, bro, don't say that.
Like, what?
Don't say that.
I need to ask you about your music. When do, like, yo, don't ask about other people's shit and then talk about some other shit. Don't do that.
The funny thing is, bro, I imagine Lizzo like as the shit emoji.
That's all you
said. As soon as he said that.
As soon as he said that, that was all you think about. Jesus. My co-host is going to. That's crazy.
That's funny, bro.
We love Lizzo. Hey. Just stop dancing naked at half at naked Lakers at Lakers games. There's kids around.
Kids around here, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You see that? I'm gonna be exposed to that.
Yeah, don't get exposed to that. So, the next topic I wanted to talk about was, okay.
Oh, shit.
So, there was a black therapist that was on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen, like, all the TikToks, but she went viral. She went pretty viral. And she was talking about, she was talking about black men. She was talking about, like, black men needing emotional vocabulary to speak up and stuff like that. But she was also insulting. She was being a little insulting. She was calling them dusty, all that stuff. And her job, I guess people found out where her job was, and they fired her. Her job fired her. She was a therapist. So, and so she then goes back to the internet, didn't learn a lesson, and she continues to berate, like, black men on, I don't know, what's I was like, damn, you learn your lesson?
No.
So, no, not at all. Oh. So she went on, like, I think she went on, like, a 4 to 5 different video or something like that. Yeah, it was crazy. It was insane. I said, there's no point.
What's she saying? She was just being disrespectful?
Yeah, bro. Like, I mean, I felt like her message was, black men need more emotional vocabulary so that they can come out and people can help try to heal them and things of that nature, which sounds great.
Sounds good.
Wasn't how she said it, though. She was more talking about, you could also say that she was kind of releasing some information because she does tell like a story on there, but she says her boyfriend, not the actual person. But she was mostly just calling him dusty. She was calling him not smart. She's a lot of stuff.
And she's a black woman.
She's a black woman. That's a therapist. So, and you know how I feel about therapy. So I always encourage therapy. So, you know, definitely still go to therapy. I felt like the fact that the job fired her shows that they also take therapy seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, definitely go to therapy. Definitely also do some kind of homework if you can on your therapist. I was too young. Back then, like, you didn't have to do all that, like, you know, records and all that stuff, but make sure you communicate with your therapist and stuff. That's the problem with like social media. Everybody got access to it, and social media is addictive. Yeah, and so people think that when they have a certain authority, they can go to social media and everybody will just hop on board with their authority, you know, and that's not how it's worked. It's not how this works. So I see a therapist as having some type of authority, because their job is to make you vulnerable enough to kind of speak out, open up, express yourself, learn new things about yourself. There's a lot of things that therapists do that kind of help you be more communicative in like everyday life. And so when you get to that point, you have that type of power to go to the internet and then exploit that just for some likes and views. I'm not on board with that.
Yeah, bro, because you're supposed to be a therapist. You're supposed to keep shit, like, confidential.
Yeah, confidential. And that's the thing, too. Like, everybody was saying, like, she could be talking about somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get fired, bitch.
Yeah. Next. Yeah, exactly. So,
next therapist.
I don't know if she's still on TikTok. I haven't seen her. So, personally, if I was her, I would delete her TikTok and go live her regular life.
Just go be regular.
Yeah, man. That's social media is addictive, bro. Like, people get on there. You know, that's why I take them in moderations. I don't upload every damn day. I can't do it. I don't really view every day either. So, yeah, man, I can't do it. I cannot do that. Even as, like, a podcaster stuff, bro, you got to find times to get away from that stuff. Because it's not – some of that stuff ain't real, bro. So, a lot of it. Like, most 90 – yeah, most of it. That shit is, like, content, scripted.
Recycled,
regurgitated bullshit.
It is, bro.
You know, just for likes and views and stuff. So, yeah, man, so be careful on that. That's what I really wanted to come on here and talk about, too, is, like, you know, just be careful of people's authority. We spent 2 years listening to dudes that I talk about all the time on my YouTube channel where, like, they spent the last 2 to 3 years with these fake credentials and shit and then explaining that, oh, we find out later on that, no, nigga, you're actually pathetic. You're actually miserable in your own life. That's why you're on social media.
Capping
like this, capping hard like this. So, you know, just make sure we watch out for that stuff, man. Make sure we watch out for that stuff. It is what it is, man. What else we got? What else we got?
Yeah, everybody missing Kevin Samuels at this point.
You said everybody missing him?
They missing him at this point, you know?
I feel you.
Need him.
I'm not, but yeah. Sure.
We need you.
So, Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if he's the CEO. Somebody say he's just an executive.
He went from infinity to beyond.
Jumped from his apartment on the floor, on the 18th floor.
Ugh. Damn, hey, bro, I'm just saying, bro, that just, when you halfway down, you're like, oh, shit, nigga.
This is a bad decision. I don't even think when you halfway, bro. When you feel there's nothing underneath you, that gravity just pulling you.
That initial
tug. You about to smack the shit out that concrete. Mm. That's going to hurt, dog.
The noise you make, boy. What? It sound like a cracked egg on the side of that fucking, that's tough, bro. And, like, why did he do it again? You said it was because he was doing
it's involved in, like, I think, like, Bed Bath & Beyond, their stock is involved in, like, fraud.
Fraud,
it's like a stock fraud or something like that. And so I didn't even, like, finish the story. I didn't even finish it, but it's like a couple, it's like a lot. It's billions of dollars, bro. So, yeah, I would have jumped. I don't know.
Listen.
I don't know, man.
Hey, you gotta do it.
I don't
want
to say I would have jumped, but I ain't never lost billions of dollars, bro. So.
That's tough.
Yeah, I have never lost billions of dollars. I mean, I don't get it, you know. Damn. That's all I can say, because it's like, just imagine you in your house, you're chilling, and some dude's just free falling.
Yeah, bro, you looking at your, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm scared of.
That's funny, bro.
No, bro, that's like my biggest fear is just like to be in like a hotel room.
Yeah, with your girl.
And, you know, yeah, bro, you sitting there ironing your clothes and you're looking out the window. Oh. Like, there's a beautiful view. And you know he did. You know it. You like, damn, bro, I'm on the 10th floor.
Damn.
So ain't no telling where this nigga jumped from. Anything above three, crazy.
You ain't living after
you're
three.
You're not living, bro. You're not living. The chances are slim. Every bone in your body is broke. Like, I don't know, bro. That's crazy, bro.
No.
But, man, I do hope that his family, like, I don't know, because you ain't got no money. Because he's dealing like you. I don't know, man. I don't know what the family going to do or anything if he had family. Cause you ain't got no money. Their money tied up.
It's gone.
So
that's crazy, bro.
That's nuts.
I'm just ending it these days, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I mean, if it's billions of dollars, bro,
somebody
they come knocking on your door.
He's like, billions? He's like, either I do this or they gonna do this, nigga.
Yeah.
So
when you do like a different type of crime, you go to a different jail. You don't go to like Gym Pop, right? You don't go to like
white collar crime.
Yeah, sure.
You don't go to like general population and shit like that?
No, I don't. I was asking. I don't think they all go to the same. Ain't no
the
way.
Other fraud niggas. You just go with.
Yeah, I was like, ain't no way.
They're not going to mix you with the rapists and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. Because then I understand the jump.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if I'm just going in there with some fraud dudes.
Right, man. And he had money.
He ain't got no money, dog.
I mean, he probably had enough to, like, get a lawyer, probably not get his sentence down a little bit. But he thought, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to end it. That's wild. And you want to see what the sentence could have been, bro? Like, could have just got five, like four?
No, he wouldn't have got five. Billions? and then they usually make you like pay some of that back, like some of that back.
So he just said.
So he would have had to pay back millions or something like that if they had found him guilty.
One man.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it wasn't just him, but like, yeah, he probably felt like it was just him. He probably felt like, nigga, this is just happening to me.
He was so, the only one jumping, so.
Yeah, so the rest of them said, nah, I'll take this.
I'll see how it goes.
I'll see how it goes.
Shit.
Yeah, he couldn't be the only one in that. That's crazy, bro. That's hey, man, insane. Shout out to him.
Nigga, he's dead. Ain't no shout out to him.
Hey, man. I don't know what to say to that, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what to say to that. That's crazy. That's really crazy, man. I can only imagine everybody in the area, like, seeing this man free.
You walk in your little chihuahua, bro.
And you look, I promise you, that's one of my biggest fears outside of, like, walking into a Walmart or walking out of a Walmart and seeing a guy with a gun. Just, like, an AR-15 out. That's one of my, I mean, that's a way to get me to faint. That's it. That'll do it, pig. Yep, that'll do it. Yeah, to get me to faint? Nah, bro. I can't be in those type of situations. I'm not man enough. I'm telling you, I'm not. Yeah, bro. That's crazy. But, you know, pray for his family, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah, I actually had a conversation to talk about as well. We're going to talk about nice guys for a minute. This is mansplaining still. So
yeah, I forgot.
we don't do enough mansplaining. Let's do some mansplaining.
A lot of news shit.
Yeah, man. So it's another TikTok that was going around. And the question was asked is, what do women mean by Mr. Nice Guy? You're too nice. When a girl tells you that you're too nice, what is it that you feel like you hear?
You're too nice?
Yeah. Has a girl ever told you you're too nice? Like, oh, no. You're too nice.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Never?
No.
He's
no.
Toxic as shit.
I know. He's like, Tim, you're just too nice. And I've never
heard You've that. Never heard never. That?
That's I wish. Crazy. That kind of hurts now that I'm thinking about it. Nobody said that
Nobody
to me.
Said no, that to you?
No. Not even Haley right now. God oh, damn, girl. Damn. Shit,
God. My bad, big dog. Cut this. My bad, big dog. That's crazy. I've been told twice. I've been told twice, though.
Yeah. It's like, it's just the way you take it. Your ego wants to be like, what you mean by too nice? Like, like in a sense, you're like, is that weak? Are you calling me weak just because I'm nice? It's like, what do you mean by saying like,
the way that nice? I was explained both times was, and this was like when I was young. So this was probably in between like 21 to 24, 25 or something like that. This was like into college to like working and stuff. And I realized that a lot of times I didn't declare borders in between being like too nice or doing things without any type of like reciprocation, not necessarily payment. Like I don't expect sex after a date. I don't just I take a nice girl out. Like I want to invest. So I'm like, hey, I don't just go on a date and say,
well, that was cheesecake. So
yeah, exactly. That was cheesecake. Oh shit, that was Cheesecake Factory. So yeah, man. Like you gotta. I don't do that because I'm just like, yeah, bro. No. It is what it is. And I generally like women. So like I love hanging out with women. I love like that feeling of just like being around feminine energy. Like I just love that. So like if the way that I was described, it was at the time I didn't have no boundaries for myself, and so I was just doing things just out of doing them, not even like no boundaries for myself. And it's not necessarily that they don't respect you, it's just the fact that like they don't know how far that you are willing to go. And so a lot of girls do that because they don't want to hurt you if something happens in between that time where you're just like, no, like I can't believe you're doing this to me or whatever the case may be. Again, the sex thing, like you take a girl out for 3 months or something like that, and then she tells you at the end like, oh well, I'm not really feeling you like that. And so a lot of men's mind go to, oh, she was playing me, or you know what I mean, or you know, she was just trying to use me for a free meal. A lot of dudes say that.
Right.
And so there still has to be like some type of border in between that to let the girl know, like, nah, bro, I'm actually trying to invest in you. I'm actually trying to date you, you know, for the procedure of marriage and things like that, courtship and stuff like that. Instead of it being, because I think nowadays, especially nowadays, so many men spend money on women and don't really have an idea of what's going to happen next. Like, okay, I gave her 20, and nowadays I guess they spend it on just because they look good.
Yeah, bro.
And so and so, you know, that sounds great for women, but sometimes dudes are like, well, I would love to get something in return.
Right.
And you still gotta, you know, set boundaries and things like that for yourself mentally and physically. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's been 3 months, and I feel like after 3 months, she still hasn't invited you over, or you haven't invited her over, and she's like, yeah, sure. Because I think that, like, when if a woman likes you, bro, there ain't nothing, she's coming over. You know what I mean? Yeah. It might not be, like, the first week, but, like, she's going to come over at some point. Right. You know what I mean? Ain't going to take no damn 3 months.
Right.
You know? So I just think stuff like that, like, that's what they mean by nice guy. Guys that don't have any boundaries for themselves. Not about respect. It's just boundaries. Right. Like, all right, bro, like, I can see that I could get away with anything with you, so I'm going to stay away before I do something that's going to hurt you.
Mm.
Yeah, so, you know, you're a little too nice. You need to kind of bulk out of that. Because to me, like I said, I don't believe in nice men. I believe in good men. Mm. You're good. You're a good guy. Like, just because you tell a woman no does not mean that you're a bad person.
Right.
You know what I mean? And dudes need to get out of that feeling too. Like, you're not a good person you're not a bad person because you say no.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You're a bad person if you're toxic, if you had other intentions. You're telling this girl, oh man, I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life, knowing that you're going to smash that girl that night. You're going to get up and you're going to delete her number. Like, right. You're not going to try to see her ever again. So that's when I consider you bad. You know what I mean? So.
How that make you feel when they say that, though? Like,
I mean, I think with any, like, boy at that time, like any young man, young adult, you get some type of, you feel rejected. Like, you just feel like
it feels negative.
It feels negative. But then, like, I went back and I looked at it, and they were right. Like, there's part of you that even at a younger age, especially at a younger age, because you're just like, bro, I'm just happy to be around women, to be honest with you. I actually like women. So, you know, you're just happy to be around them sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you let them get away with certain things because they're women. Like, they're not your niggas. Like, your niggas can't get away with shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're not your niggas. So, but they're just women. You're like, man, they can't really do no hurt harm to me. You know what I mean? Which is underestimating them, too. I think a lot of times, like, men also underestimate, even nowadays, even when I hear like Fresh and Fit talk, I hear all those guys talk, it's like, y'all underestimate the power these women actually have over you. Like, you know what I mean? Even sitting around you in this table, they still have the connection to manipulate the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I talk about that a lot too, where, like, okay, they bring in all these women around the table. Let's say three of them have OnlyFans. They bring in probably around 10,000 views every time they sit down. Or 10,000 people are watching them at the same time. You got to do the numbers. Some of those men are simps. Some of those dudes, they just love women so much that they're obsessed, and these girls are saying their Instagram handles, they're saying their OnlyFans if they got that, they're saying their YouTube, whatever they got, you're going to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go to those women and you're going to click those links, and then you're going to probably subscribe. You know what I mean? They not going to know. They think that they're teaching you how to be men. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Really, in your head, what they did was expose you to some of the women that are even sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And stuff like that.
Women bring in the viewership for sure.
And they do bring in the viewership.
Who's just fresh and fit? Sitting around a table?
I don't believe that they get the same amount of views. I don't. I don't believe that. But at the end of the day, those women understand that too. So while, you know what I mean, they're thinking, the viewers are thinking that, oh my God, they're getting these girls for free. They're getting these girls' attention and things like that. When they're really, they're like, no, we're working a finesse here. Like, we'll sit here. They can say whatever they want to say because
we're not fucking fresh and fit.
Yeah, we're not going to. Yeah, we're just going to sit here. it might get
and plug. Like, we're gonna plug.
And we're gonna plug our shit.
That's it.
And at least 2% of you niggas, which is probably around 200, I'll say around 200, 2% of you niggas are going to go, and you're gonna, your curiosity is not gonna stop you because you're a simp, because you're a guy that sits on a computer all day. You're gonna click on their links. You're gonna do it. You're gonna go to Twitter. You're gonna go to Instagram. They're gonna find a way to get you to. So that's kind of the mindset that, you know, these two women that I'm thinking of right now was trying to save me from. It's like, have your own mindset as a man. Like, you should not allow me to just finesse you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to do it, it should be because you want to do it.
Yeah.
So, again, like, you know, there was a part of me that was like, it's rejection. But then when I sat down and thought about it, I was like, no, they're right. I don't really have things at that moment in time that I want. Like, I just want. And the barrier comes up. And it's like, all right, now I can focus on women that, like, I want. Like, I don't have to venture into the women that are OnlyFans, things like that, or, you know, porn stars, all that stuff. I don't have to venture into that because now I have a wall up, you know, and what filters through that wall is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it was actually a good thing. It was a good thing. I mean, any type of rejection is good.
Yeah. Depends on how you take it.
And it does depend on how, even like the ill, even the ill. And there was a time where I didn't, there was a time where like I've been upset, but like, again, like, you just get better at it, bro. Like, you know what I mean? That's also what I feel like, too. Like, a lot of men, they're so online. All these dudes are talking about Tinder, talking about Instagram. I've yet to hear a lot of men talk about, oh, I met this girl like a library. I've met this girl walking to work, walking.
Doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen that often anymore. You know what I mean? Unless you're just like a social light. Like, yeah. You're a guy that actually gets out. Sure. But a lot of dudes, they're not leaving their homes. They're just, you know, it's remote work. It's OnlyFans and Pornhub. Like, that's as far as them keyboards type.
That's it, bro.
P is his favorite word on that motherfucker, man. Don't type P in that nigga. Don't type P in his.
Or X.
Or X. Or O. O is a good one, too. Or O. You be goddamn.
Just leave the whole LGBT. Yeah. None of those letters, bro.
Exactly. So, you know, you have those guys doing that now. Like, you have those guys, like, so they don't have any barrier. They have no idea what, like, women are actually capable of. Like, what they're actually capable of. Like, that's the problem. Like, you know what I mean? So, rejection works because it also, like, all right, I didn't like that feeling. So, maybe I can work on, like, my monologue a little bit. Like, how I approach. I can work on certain things about myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think when it comes to the women, like, if you're going to reject someone, give them, like, an explanation.
Yeah.
Help them out. Because, like, don't lead them to just, like, why did she reject? And then you just thinking, like, why?
Why?
Forever, yeah. Nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll make you insecure about everything because you have nowhere to. But if she helps you out and tells you why, you can work on it.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Help out.
Yeah.
Females?
That's women right there. That's, yeah, man, help out a little bit.
We love y'all, though. Taste and smell and
look. I do think that there's some women that are just generally scared of men. So they're scared to say, like, well, you know, the reason why I rejected you was because you didn't even ask me my name or something like that. And he'll be like, bitch, what? And then start, yeah, now we got a shootout in the fucking. So there is a scary component to us. So I get it. I do get it. Sometimes, bro, as men too, we do got to, like, sit back and kind of, like, reevaluate ourselves too. Like, that's also the point that I'm, like, getting at, because, like, a lot of times, I again, like, I've had my father, so I can't really. A lot of times I look at my dad, and my dad's doing a lot of self-reflection, especially when he's, like, at a younger age, even, like, punishing me or trying to teach me certain things. He's looking, he's like, did he get that, or was I just going to fuck off? Was I just emotional about it? And then you'll see it when he comes back. He goes, he's like, I ain't gonna go off on him this time. I'm gonna try to teach him what he did wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And a lot of times, even then, like, you have to have that self-evaluation as well as a man. Like, you have to sit back. You can't always depend on women to tell you what's going on. You have to sit back and go, all right. And sometimes, like, bro, it's not even you. It's not. It has nothing to do with you. She's just having a bad day. And it's like, okay, well, cool. You're having a bad day. Keep it moving. Sometimes it's not about you. Like, it has nothing to do with you. I think a lot of times we're stuck in our own heads. Like we think like everything is about us too. Like, yo, like she rejected me. I must have did something wrong. And it's like, no, you didn't do anything.
Right.
It just wasn't meant to be.
It's not a type.
You're not her type. It's cool.
That's another thing, bro. It's like, you know, you just might not be that type.
Yeah, you just might not.
You could be a good looking dude. You could be a really good looking dude.
You can.
And you'd be a pretty girl, but
I'm pretty sure someone don't like Chris Brown. I'm pretty sure somebody does not like Chris Brown, and they probably look like a 10, and they just like, no, I don't see that nigga as a crack. Exactly. As attractive at all.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. But they'll see like a nerd attractive. It's like, yo, I'm attracted to that. That's sexy.
So women like what they like.
They like what they like. You know what I mean?
She could be having a bad day, bro.
Yeah, she could just be having a bad day. Or, you know, out of a relationship, in a relationship, not wanting to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I don't like to talk to anybody that has like their headphones in. So like, yeah, I don't. And the funny thing is, I have my headphones in. So I get annoyed when people like try to talk to me outside of like work. Like, yeah, don't talk to me, bro. Yeah, I'm walking, listening. I'm listening to Frank Ocean.
Don't be a gym girl, bro.
Don't be a gym girl. What's a gym girl?
But them gym girls, they're trying to they wearing basically nothing to the gym. They've been doing that for years. Wearing nothing to the gym, and then directly putting the camera behind, like, wait for niggas to creep and be like, look at this creep. He's looking at my ass while you're doing Romanian deadlifts in front of that nigga, bro.
Romanian deadlifts.
Damn, yeah, ass all in his face, double cheeked up on a Tuesday night, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hella ass.
So it's like,
hey, they could say that on the camera. I'm gonna go, yes, I was looking. You need to work on your form. The fuck? Yeah. You about to burn one of them ass cheeks. The fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, man, it was a TikTok on that too. This lady was getting toe up because she was like, yeah, this dude's in the back's looking at my ass. He's looking at your ass. He's not like hurting you.
He didn't hurt you.
Yeah, he didn't even say nothing to her. He's just like, I'm doing the same shit. That's a lot of ass. It's a lot of ass in this gym. that's a lot of ass, man. I love it. You know what I mean? Like it's. I do want like. I understand. Just don't get caught, fellas. Like don't. There's a difference. There's a difference to like the look or just like, all right, bro, while you lifting or doing
or glancing and then glancing
and then like it's like, damn, nigga. No, bro, don't stare, bro. You wildin'. You wildin'. Come on, bro. You know what time it is, man. Y'all know. That's the thing, too. Like, some things, like, I do get on women's side. Like, you know what I mean? The dude that's just like, because you just never know some of these dudes, like, intentions of, like, what's going to happen and stuff like that. So, and because, like, again, a lot of dudes just lost a lot of social cues. It's like, yo, just look. All right. That's a lot of ass.
They think they're on the phone. They're like,
yeah, dog.
Hey, yo, it's real life,
bitch. It's real life, bitch. Yeah, bro. Yeah, yes. That's a real ass right there. Yeah.
Can't just tug your shit in the middle of playing business. Damn. Tugging on your shit.
The day I see some shit like that, hey, take my membership. I work out at home. I don't even care anymore.
$20 a month ain't worth it.
$20 ain't worth it at all. Gee, it ain't worth it at all. But yeah, man, we just got to get better, man. We do got to get better on that part, man. I do want to say this, man. Like, if a woman told you you missed a nice guy, just develop better boundaries for yourself. If you know what I mean, you. How can I say it's nice?
It's also tough because, like, just because she thought you were Mr. Nice Guy doesn't mean the next female won't love that about you, bro.
That's a great point as well, too.
The next female might love that you're nice.
I meet so many women that want a nice dude, like that wants a dude that's at least friendly. Honestly, I don't see nothing wrong with a dude being a little friendly, because if he's friendly to you, the nigga, he'll be friendly to everybody.
Yeah,
doesn't mean he's gonna go out and cheat and all that stuff. Like, that's a boundary. That's like, yeah, that's just a personable yeah, there's times to be social and then there's times not to be, you know what I mean? And so I think that's the problem too, that I see like on like Twitter narratives. That's why I call them Twitter narratives. It's like, you know, oh, I like a man that's only nice to me and mean to these other women. But dog, it's just not your turn yet. That's really the point. It's like, if he's mean to those other women, that's a flag. That's a flag on the play. Because me, like, you know, even being in a relationship, I'm not mean to him. I'm like, yeah, hey, how you doing, ma'am? No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You can keep it cordial. Mm-hmm. It don't have to get to like a flirty level or anything like that. Just that's a fucking human being in front of you, brother. So, you know, just keep her nice. It's, you know, it's a nice conversation. And then keep it moving. Hey, have a great day, ma'am. Keep it moving. After that, what? Like, there's nothing to talk about.
The fact that you keep calling people ma'am is hilarious.
You, oh, you don't like? So, I got.
So southern.
I get so much flack for that.
Like, ma'am, she's like 21. You're like, yeah, ma'am, bro, listen.
Yeah, 14. I've called a 14-year-old ma'am. I never want to be put in a position to, like, disrespect women. So, like, I never, for real, that's really what it is. Or men, like, sir. I do say sir a lot, too.
That's some southern just, shit, though, bro.
Yeah. It's just men are more like, y'all don't do that at all.
Yes, sir. No, sir. Hey, no, hey,
California shit is like,
woo.
No, bro. What's it? I'd be like, man, my bad, man. He's like, it's all good. It's all, I forgot what the phrase that all y'all say. I swear to God, it's like robotic.
It's all good?
It's not all good. It's a phrase. I can't think of it right now. If I were to be out and about, but it's a phrase that they say, and they all say it. It's like, oh, no problems or something like that. But y'all all say it. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, this got to be a California thing. It's crazy how cultures are different.
It is. That is crazy, too, yeah. Bro. Even from Texas, when I went from Texas to Atlanta, and it's both in the South, but totally different culture.
Yeah.
Bro. Totally different.
But I was raised that way, man. Like, I was raised on yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Me too. Me too. For sure.
Yes, sir, no, sir. Yep. But also, I think I do it more often than they do it because I never, sometimes I forget names. I suck with names, obviously. So, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I don't have to say your name.
Yeah.
And it's still, like, cordial.
Jeremiah calls you ma'am or sir. He has no idea what your name is.
Yeah. I have no idea what your name is. I don't know how to pronounce that shit. And I don't want to disrespect you. Because people are serious about pronouns and names nowadays. Oh, so.
That's what I was going to say, bro.
Yeah.
I walked in and tried to read calendars, and there was some sort of reptilian behind the. I didn't know what to call him, though. Like, I was like, thank you, bro. But then he looked at me like,
was he, do you have his slick back hair? You know, after you, you know what's funny? So I call everybody, the other thing that I call everybody is big dog. So man or woman, I say, what's good, big dog? And so I like offended some woman. I offended
calling
some
woman. A woman big dog will definitely offend bro. Women big dog.
I said, I walked in, I was holding the door for it, said, thank you. He's like, oh, no problem, big dog. And like the stare back was just like, excuse me? I was like, oh shit. My bad, big dog. I still said, I couldn't stop myself. I said, my bad, big dog. Oh shit. I just kept walking. I was like, fuck. So now I got to come up with something different for besides yes, ma'am, and big dog.
You cannot call a woman big dog. You just can't.
Why?
That's for someone who's like, I don't want to disrespect a woman. Calling a woman big dog?
Big dog is just like the homie. She the homie. She don't be the homie?
That 45-year-old white woman did not know. You calling her big dog was her meaning the homie.
She was the homie, dog.
She had no clue.
No clue she was the homie?
No. She's like, big dog? What?
Yeah, she looked back. Yeah, Miss Kimberly looked back and was
she didn't like that shit.
She didn't like that.
See?
Today, I was called Big Dog Mark.
Mark.
I just feel like that's her husband's name. Yeah. You do need to lay off the Marie calendar. You do need to lay off that shit. We go there three times a day.
Starting to look like a muffin. You know, muffin.
Starting to look like the muffin. I've never had a blueberry muffin from there. I don't like pies, so I've never had a muffin from there. Are they good?
Yeah, bro.
You like Marie Callender? It's such a old people's place.
So you know it's good. That's how you know it's good.
That's how you know it's good.
If the old people eating it, you know it's good.
Yeah, Marie Callender is like, you walk in there, and it feels like a retirement home.
It does.
It's nothing
everything's
but a retirement
home. Slow in
there. Yeah, everything's slow in there.
Everything.
Nothing but pies and fucking blueberry muffins. Everywhere. Yeah, pies and blueberry muffins. I'm like, yo, who's... grandma's house with this
at first, bro. Before I came out here, I didn't know that it was a store. Like, I thought you could only get it like at the store. I didn't know it was an actual store.
Oh, I didn't either. I didn't either. Like, one day I was picking it, yeah, I was picking it up. I said, that name look familiar. And then I actually went like the next day and I was like, y'all make this shit
here?
Yeah, yeah. I said, this is crazy. And I've never just sat in there and ate. I just like,
nah.
It's just too many old people.
Yeah.
It kind of creeps me. Yeah, it's kind of their space. Yeah.
Let them have that.
Yeah.
Don't call a woman big dog.
Don't
do that.
Bro, that's going to be hard for me to break. I call everybody big dog.
Man.
I call Chrissy big dog.
You do not call Chrissy big dog.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't call your girl.
That's big dog, the homie. Yeah, what's good, big dog? That's the homie. I love that shit. You're gonna start calling people big dog. I'm telling you.
Not a female. She's not a girl. All right. I just feel like they wouldn't. They don't like that, bro.
They don't like that.
The first word.
Do y'all like big dog?
The first word, big. Women don't like to hear anything sort of big. No, unless it's your dick. So they don't care about nothing big.
I call him little dog.
Yeah.
Call him little dog.
Call him little dog. That sounds a little better, actually.
Medium dog. I start giving them sizes. Yeah, you a medium dog. Yeah, you a medium dog.
5'7" Okay, medium dog.
I'm like a walking Kevin Samuel.
5'7"
Waist size?
170
Oh wow, Herschel Walker. Run through that A-gap like a motherfucker.
Definitely big dog.
That's crazy.
Let's refrain from big dog and to the women, and let's just, you know, God damn, boy. You gotta watch you, boy. I can't.
Yeah, that's true, though. I might run up in people's houses again.
Shit. Oh, man.
Hey, we're gonna tell you a quick story, then we're gonna call it. We're gonna get the fuck up out of here. So, Tim, I went with Tim DoorDash. Me and Tim are in the same car DoorDashing, all right?
When we first got here,
I get out of the car and I go up to a house. It's an actual house. But the way that the house looks is like an apartment. Like, the door looks like, all I could see was the stairway. So, the door is open, and I could just see the stairway. So, I'm thinking in my head, because I'm from Atlanta, and it looks like the apartment's in Atlanta. So, I'm like, okay, it must be an apartment building. And so, I walk into the door with a whole pizza in my hand, by the way. I have a whole giant, large pepperoni pizza. Don't know where it's from. But I look to my left. There's two people on the couch. Dude got his shirt off. Woman, they both jump up. And I'm just a black man with a pizza. Mm-hmm. And so, so I walk into somebody's house. So it's a
sight to see.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, shit. I don't know what they were doing on that couch, but the pizza was good, I hope. So, yeah.
He had his fingers all in his girl. You walking in there like that, big dog. God damn, messing up the moment.
I know, man. That was a pure cop block.
That shit's funny. I'm like, yeah, I remember because I was like, you're like, is this all right? I'm like, yeah, bro, because I was driving. Yeah. Like, yeah, bro, it's down right there. I look on my phone, I'm like, doo-doo-doo-da-dop. I look to the right, and this nigga's literally walking in the house. I'm like, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Hey, man. Hey, great customer service. Hey, delivery right to you.
Door, yeah, man. In your hands.
Yeah, like, man. It was delivery, not DiGiorno, though. Hey. So, hey, it is what it is, man. Hey, man, we going to get up out of here. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, man. Peace.
Peace.
Shit, bro. Yeah, that shit was wild, bro. You can't go DoorDashing with him.
Yeah, don't go DoorDashing with me.
He's gonna get you shot.
Yeah. I'll get myself.